Week 1, Wednesday, Readings. Lord, open our lips, and we shall praise your name. Let us adore the Lord, for it is he who made us. Come, ring out our joy to the Lord, hail the God who saves us. Let us come before him giving thanks, with songs let us hail the Lord. A mighty God is the Lord, a great King above all gods. In his hand are the depths of the earth, the heights of the mountains are his. To him belongs the sea, for he made it, and the dry land shaped by his hands. Come in, let us bow and bend low, let us kneel before the God who made us. For he is our God, and we, the people who belong to his pasture, the flock that is led by his hand. Oh, that today you would listen to his voice. Harden not your hearts as at Meribah, as on that day at Massa in the desert, when your fathers put me to the test, when they tried me, though they saw my work. For 40 years I was wearied of these people, and I said, their hearts are astray, these people do not know my ways. Then I took an oath in my anger, never shall they enter my rest. And glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Let us adore the Lord, for it is he who made us. Bright as fire in darkness, sharper than a sword, lives throughout the ages God's eternal word. Father, Son, and Spirit, Trinity of might, compassed in your glory, give the world your light. I love you, Lord, my strength. Psalm 17. I love you, Lord, my strength, my rock, my fortress, my saviour. My God is the rock where I take refuge, my shield, my mighty help, my stronghold. The Lord is worthy of all praise. When I call, I am saved from my foes. The waves of death rose about me, the torrents of destruction assailed me, the snares of the grave entangled me, the traps of death confronted me. In my anguish I called to the Lord, I cried to my God for help. From his temple he heard my voice, my cry came to his ears. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. I love you, Lord, my strength. The Lord saved me because he loved me. Psalm 17 continued. Then the earth reeled and rocked, the mountains were shaken to their base. They reeled at his terrible anger, smoke came forth from his nostrils, and scorching fire from his mouth. Coals were set ablaze by its heat. He lowered the heavens and came down, a black cloud under his feet. He came enthroned on the cherubim, he flew on the wings of the wind. He made the darkness his covering, the dark waters of the clouds his tent. A brightness shone out before him with hailstones and flashes of fire. The Lord thundered in the heavens, the Most High let his voice be heard. He shot his arrows, scattered the foe, flashed his lightnings and put them to flight. The bed of the ocean was revealed, the foundations of the world laid bare, at the thunder of your threat, O Lord, at the blast of the breath of your anger. From on high he reached down and seized me, he drew me forth from the mighty waters, he snatched me from my powerful foe, from my enemies whose strength I could not match. They assailed me in the day of my misfortune, but the Lord was my support. He brought me forth into freedom. He saved me because he loved me. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. The Lord saved me because he loved me. You, O Lord, are my lamp, my God, who lightens my darkness. Psalm 17 continued. He rewarded me because I was just, repaid me, for my hands were clean, for I have kept the way of the Lord, and have not fallen away from my God. For his judgments are all before me, I have never neglected his commands, I have always been upright before him, I have kept myself from guilt. He repaid me because I was just, and my hands were clean in his eyes. You are loving with those who love you. You show yourself perfect with the perfect. With the sincere you show yourself sincere. With the cunning you outdo in cunning. For you save a humble people, but humble the eyes that are proud. You, O Lord, are my lamp, my God, who lightens my darkness. With you I can break through any barrier. With my God I can scale any wall. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. You, O Lord, are my lamp, my God, who lightens my darkness. All wondered at these gracious words. They marvelled at what the Lord was saying. A reading from the book of Ecclesiasticus, chapter 24. Wisdom will praise herself, and will glory in the midst of her people. In the assembly of the Most High she will open her mouth, and in the presence of his host she will glory. I came forth from the mouth of the Most High, and covered the earth like a mist. I dwell in high places, and my throne was in a pillar of cloud. Alone I have made the circuit of the vault of heaven, and have walked in the depths of the abyss. In the waves of the sea, in the whole earth, and in every people and nation, I have gotten a possession. Among all these I sought a resting place. I sought in whose territory I might lodge. Then the Creator of all things gave me a commandment, and the one who created me assigned a place for my tent. And he said, Make your dwelling in Jacob, and in Israel receive your inheritance. From eternity, in the beginning, he created me, and for eternity I shall not cease to exist. In the holy tabernacle I ministered before him, and so I was established in Zion. In the beloved city likewise he gave me a resting place, and in Jerusalem was my dominion. So I took root in an honoured people, in the portion of the Lord, who is their inheritance. I grew tall, like a cedar in Lebanon, and like a cypress on the heights of Hermon. I grew tall, like a palm tree in En-Gedi, and like rose plants in Jericho. Like a beautiful olive tree in the field, and like a plane tree I grew tall. Like cassia and camel's thorn, I gave forth the aroma of spices, and like choice myrrh, I spread a pleasant odour, like galbanum, onycha, and stacte, and like the fragrance of frankincense in the tabernacle. Like a terebinth, I spread out my branches, and my branches are glorious and graceful. Like a vine, I caused loveliness to bud, and my blossoms became glorious and abundant fruit. I am the mother of beautiful love, of fear, of knowledge, and of holy hope. Being eternal, I therefore am given to all my children, to those who are named by him. Come to me, you who desire me, and eat your fill of my produce. For the remembrance of me is sweeter than honey, and my inheritance sweeter than the honeycomb. Those who eat me will hunger for more, and those who drink me will thirst for more. Whoever obeys me will not be put to shame, and those who work with my help will not sin. All this is the book of the covenant of the Most High God, the law which Moses commanded us as an inheritance for the congregations of Jacob. A responsory from John 14. I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one can come to the Father except through me. From eternity, in the beginning, you created me, and from eternity I shall not cease to exist. No one comes to the Father but by me. A reading from the Treatise of St. Irenaeus against the Heresies. No one can know the Father unless the Word of God, that is, the Son, reveals him.
Neither can anyone know the Son save by the Father's good pleasure. But the Son performs the good pleasure of the Father. The Father sends, but the Son is sent and comes. His own word knows the Father, who is invisible and indefinable for us. Although he is indescribable, he describes him to us. Again, the Father alone knows his own word. Our Lord reveals both truths. Therefore, the Son reveals the knowledge of the Father by his own manifestation. For the knowledge of the Father is the manifestation of the Son, for all things are made manifest by the Son. The Father has revealed the Son to this end, that he may be displayed to all through the Son, and that those who believe in him and are justified may be received into immortality and eternal refreshment. Now to believe in him is to do his will. Through the creation, the Word reveals God the Creator. Through the world, the Lord who made the world. Through the handiwork, the Artificer. Through the Son, the Father who begat him. All alike confess this by fact of their existence. But all do not believe. By law and prophets, the Word proclaimed himself and the Father, and the whole world alike heard. But all do not believe. Through this same word, made visible and tangible, the Father was displayed, although all did not believe in him. Yet all saw the Father in the Son, for the Father is the invisible of the Son the visible of the Father. But the Son, administering for the Father, carries through all things from the beginning to the end. Without him, no one can know God. For the knowledge of the Father is the Son, but the knowledge of the Son is in the Father, and is revealed through the Son. Therefore, the Lord said, No one knows the Son but the Father, nor the Father save the Son, and those to whom the Son shall reveal him. This word refers not merely to the future, as if the Son should only then begin to reveal the Father when he was born of Mary, but has a general reference to all time. For the Son, assisting his creation from the beginning, reveals the Father to all, to whom he wishes, when he wishes, and as the Father wishes. So, in all and through all is one God, the Father, and one Word, and one Son, and one Spirit, and one salvation for all who believe in him. Responsory from John 1. No one has ever seen God. It is the only Son, who is the nearest the Father's heart, who has made him known. No one knows the Father except the Son, and those to whom the Son chooses to reveal him. It is the only Son, who is nearest the Father's heart, who has made him known. Let us pray. In your love, Lord, answer our humble prayer. Give us the grace to see what we have to do and the strength to do it. We make our prayer through Christ our Lord. Let us praise the Lord. Thanks be to God.